Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I'm Meg.
And this and week Donovan. On the this week on the podcast, we're gonna talk about
scary stories. Scary toys.
Toys.
Scary toys. Scary stories about
don't
toys.
Don't play with in the dark.
Like Chucky, right?
And totally. And other, there's all kinds of toys that could probably scare your kids.
Mostly like babies missing eyes.
Yeah, sure.
Mostly.
Okay. We'll talk about that, and we'll do all our regular great things, and you'll see it.
Yeah.
You'll hear it.
Live one this week. So the elevator at the Georgia Theater has been broken. It was broken when I got there this morning.
Oh.
And about noon, they fixed it, and something in my gut was like, don't get on the elevator.
He did fix with quotation marks.
Yeah. And I was really hesitant to get on the elevator, but I did a couple of times, and then it broke again a couple hours later with people in it.
Oh, man. So you don't want to be
stuck. It got stuck. They got stuck in the elevator. And I kind of have a mild fear of getting stuck in that elevator.
Okay. Mm. So was there a story? Did somebody have a baby or
no.
die?
Luckily, it wasn't that hot today. I would be, it would be awful to be stuck in the elevator on a hot day.
So how long were they in the elevator?
I don't know. I left. I took the stairs and just left.
How tall
just
is the,
getting out of here.
How tall is the Georgia Theater?
5 stories.
I guess that's elevator worthy.
Oh, for five, sure.
Yeah, I was thinking 4 or 5 stories and you need an elevator. 3 stories, you can get away with just stairs, right?
It's not too bad.
Well, you also need to accommodate the differently abled. So
exactly.
Right on.
As well as like moving supplies between the stories. Like,
what about the Guggenheim, though? They have like the continuous spiral, like a ramp that goes all the way to the top. They don't need an elevator.
I don't think it's a... Isn't it?
I don't know. I've never stepped? Been there.
So, is it stepped? Or
no, it's just
it's
a
just
spiral,
a ramp?
Like
okay.
Inclined spiral.
That is cool.
It is cool.
I don't know. I've never been there.
Our the kitchen's helix, on the 5th right? floor never and the coolers there. On in the basement. So I feel like an elevator in any sort of situation like that is necessary. No one's going to lug, you know, bags of potatoes up more than 2 stories.
Right.
You're right.
Do you?
And the Guggenheim does
have an
elevator.
It makes business sense.
So.
Let me ask you this. So, do you use the potatoes to make french fries?
Yes. As well as potato salad.
Have I ever had the fries from
your
the
mom,
Georgia Theater?
Your mom said, I hate fries, but those fries are good.
My mom said that?
Yeah, that's what your mom said.
My mom's really cool.
She didn't say I hate fries, but she says I'm not a fry person.
Okay, that,
to quote her
I
directly.
Really felt like her saying she hated something
didn't
like that
sound like
didn't
her.
Sound
no, no, no.
Like
yeah,
her,
she said I'm not the biggest fry person.
Okay. That sounds like
but these
her,
are good
for
fries.
Sure.
When you say you're not a fry person, that means you prefer potatoes in other ways, like mashed.
She's into chips for
she's
sure.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fried potatoes.
I'm not a baked
totally
potato
different
person.
Thing, though.
Yeah, you're right. Scalloped and fried.
I do not like baked potatoes.
Versus
we
julienne
had,
and fried.
We
right?
had baked sweet potatoes for dinner. Do you like a baked sweet potato?
Yes, I do. Yes, absolutely. I even like the skin. I think the skin's
oh,
my favorite part.
I ate 2 baked sweet potatoes and I ate the skin.
I mm-hmm. like them with butter and salt and pepper or butter and nutmeg and cinnamon.
That sounds good. I was eating like at the counter, so I wasn't being...
They're just
I wasn't
good.
Giving it
like,
reverence.
Yeah.
They're good with butter. They're good every way you said, but they're also just good to just like.
But comparatively to actual potatoes, there's
russets.
A lot of myths, and they are not like the like way better food.
No. You're talking about equivalent. Sweet potato?
Sweet potato versus like normal, like let's say
russet. Oh, they're definitely not as versatile.
People, yeah, people try and push it like, oh, this is the superfood compared to a normal potato. And like they're lower like calorie and fiber. They're a little bit more fibrous.
I don't know those people, and I don't know those...
You don't know those people?
And I also don't know those things.
It's the internet, man. You should...
Oh, man. I should be aware.
You know the sweet potato people?
I'm going to Google
they're
it.
They're also the tea tree and coconut oil people.
There's probably a blog where I could read the comments.
If you send $1.99 to the podcast, I'll tell you the best use for coconut oil. But until then, I'm not releasing the effing secret.
I guarantee that...
It's like rubbing it on your taint.
Hey.
Yeah. That if you look up top 10 superfood lists, sweet potatoes on everyone.
Yeah.
Top 10 superfoods?
Yeah.
I thought chia seed blueberries, was the superfood.
Yeah. No, blueberry...
Chia seeds?
Goby berries.
I'm just saying, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spirulina.
Okay. I'm just saying kale. What... I don't think spirulina is on... I'm just saying what's the most common. It's like...
Spirulina's not on there?
Wheatgrass?
No.
Wait, who's the superfood expert?
The motherfuckers down at Smoothie
I'm
King,
I'm telling
dog.
You the internet is.
Oh, okay.
Definitely blueberries.
Top 10 superfoods.
Definitely salmon. Definitely... sweet potatoes.
Guess what, you salmon addicts? It also has the highest mercury content of any fish because it's so fatty, and that's where the mercury gets stored in the fish.
Oh, you can
of any fish.
You can also choose what year you want. So should I do 2018? Top 10 superfoods.
I love
2018.
2016.
Let's debunk them all. Let's change what we're going to do on the podcast today. We're just going to debunk all of the food myths.
Oh. Eggs was at the top.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
like
eggs is on there
for
sure.
Yeah,
for
but in 1998, they're like, eggs are the worst food you can eat. It's like
wait,
smoking 2018, a cigarette a day.
Eggs were number one, and then 2016, they were like
climbing
the charts?
No, I put no year.
Okay.
And then I put 2016.
I don't think the list of superfoods were around eggs. In the 90s.
Well, they wouldn't call them superfoods.
All right, let's go quick. Blueberry, kale, spinach, apples, avocado, dark chocolate, eggs, salmon as food. Broccoli seeds.
Salmon as food?
Wait, sweet potato wasn't on the list.
Quinoa, walnut. It goes on. Quinoa, walnut, wheatgrass, soup. Soup?
Soup?
Soup is a superfood, dude. Duh.
Man, I'm feeling so ripped and superheroic because I'm a soup eater.
Let's not give that any more oxygen. Because,
okay. Yeah. Okay. That list is not... That's not a Metacritic list, obviously.
Yeah.
I want to see the Metacritic list
for
superfoods.
Sure.
Yeah. That was the
anti-vaccination.
Well, can
list.
We go back to my mom saying she's not really a fry person?
Yeah, what do you want to say about
it? Well, I just wanted to bring up my mom again because she sent me another Halloween card.
You've received a second Halloween card?
So listen to this. I went to Target because I go to Target like once or twice a week. And
it's a good activity.
Yeah, it is. The kids love it. So I was going, you know, when they first had Halloween cards out in like, you know, late August, early September, I saw these two Halloween cards that I thought my mom and Shannon, her cousin who she lives with, would love. So I got them, and then I sent them like so they'd get there on October 1st.
Okay.
And that's a big deal because my mom always sends me a Halloween card and I like never send her one, and she usually sends it like early on in the month, but I beat her.
Whoa.
So she like was all excited.
You're the mom now.
Well, she was all excited to get it because she was like, Shannon thought I was crazy for sending ours out, but yours got here before I even sent mine out. And then I was like, yeah. And then lo and behold, today.
Number two.
Card number two. She couldn't let me, you know, like top her. So she sent me a Halloween card and included stamps.
Oh, John man. Lennon forever stamps?
No. Yes, forever stamps. Oof. Not John Lennon. History of Magic.
Oh, yeah. Those ones are cool.
They're very cool.
Also, forever stamps. They're good forever.
They're good forever.
Man, I love
stamps. That's like
stamps.
The best gift.
Yeah, stamps are amazing.
Like I said, I want just a big stack of forever Halloween stamps. That'll last me a few years. That'd be great.
Yeah. A big stack. How big?
I don't stamp that much, so 30 stamps would probably last me 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
We go through stamps quick. I need to get my Christmas stamps because that I need like 100 stamps, I think.
I do. I have to pay the water bill with a stamp because they don't do online. Like you can't pay it online.
No, you can, but it's like $2.75 or something.
Yeah, and a stamp is cheaper.
Yep. That's why I pay my water bill with a stamp.
You can
drop it off.
Yeah, walk down there, which some people do.
I guess, you know, I could also do that. I work right around the corner from the Water Bureau office.
Some people drop off their water bill, which I didn't realize was a thing that people do.
I've done it, but don't prefer. I like sending out mail. I'm just like, yeah, I get it all done. That's
one
how I
time
feel when I
do
paid mail.
My power bill by going to the Georgia Power building on Chase and mm-hmm. Prince, and they have a drive-through in their back where you just
cool.
It's almost like a bank thing, a bank teller. It wasn't. Yeah.
But then you're acting like a postman.
Yeah, I know. I felt
you're taking away a job. And you can't do that in this economy.
Yeah, you got to use stamps.
Yeah, you got to use the mail.
I definitely didn't feel as cool as I should have felt. So let's go to trivia, and then I'm going to grab that apple pie.
How soon till they change the mail just to a fuel like Amazon service? Like it's just provided by Amazon.
I'm not ready for it. Like I don't.
I am like just getting into possibly being a stamp collector, so.
Okay.
Well, I've got, I think I've got my dad's old stamp.
Is that what they call it?
And plus, I have an old stamp collection that I got from Scholastic.
Interesting.
I saw it last time I was at my parents' house. If I find it, I will give it to you.
Well, honestly, it was inspired by the new John Lennon stamp, and they had
it's called Philatelist.
Philatelist. They had a poster up at the library of somebody's dinosaur stamp collection. So I was thinking it'd be cool to just collect Beatles stamps from around the world.
Wow.
Because, yeah, I mean, you can't collect all stamps.
I agree, but that is something else.
No, it's totally dorky. But
it's awesome. It's like it's so like specialized that it'd be a great collection to have. Like in my head, I'm immediately seeing, you know, like the way you could display your stamp collection.
Yeah, so the dinosaur one that was at the library, like it caught my eye because I like stamps. But then when I didn't really realize what it was. It's like, I didn't know that stamp collecting was you collected stamps from all over the world.
Yeah.
Like that makes it so much cooler. So yeah, dinosaurs. Oh, and then so when I looked up on the internet, like different Beatles stamps, and that would definitely have room for growing a collection. Like have Beatles stamps
mostly,
all over the world.
The United States and Britain, right?
No, there was one that was like, you know, Barbados, and I don't know, they were all over. I think there was one from like the Congo or something. It, you know,
I guess. Wow.
The world uses mail.
And they use the Beatles music, I guess.
Oh, totally.
You know, I guess I was
oh, no, that
this.
Was the dinosaur one that I was referencing.
Are there? Oh, I see.
But the Beatles ones were, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It was in the Congo, but anyway.
This is Cool Don's Trivia Corner.
Three bags full of trivia.
Three bags full?
Of trivia. And there's more than three categories. Don't get confused.
I don't think it's confusing.
We have a huge bag of trivia, not one.
But you answer three correct answers.
Three bags full.
And nobody knows
what
happens.
Okay, we don't need to dissect this. Okay, I'm going to start out with a relatively easy question for the group.
Could you turn the music down a little, Eddie?
Okay.
Yeah, that funky
going
bass
right to
is
my soul.
Yeah, getting in my shoulders. Okay, name the actor who is also a four-time Mr. Universe. Eddie?
Arnold.
I'll say Arnold as well.
Yes, it is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That is correct.
Okay, I guess we all move on to the next category.
Okay, this is relatively easy, but maybe a little harder. What movie made the word Babelicious famous?
Oh, Babelicious.
Oh, good question.
Because thank you.
Now I'm thinking it's so I was gonna say here's my thought process. Do I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go first.
My thought process
Let me
was...
follow your thought process as I come up with my answer.
Okay, yeah. take my you guys both answer my answer. So first I was thinking The Sandlot because they like talk about Babe Ruth a lot. And that's pretty funny. And, like, they call him... They do a bunch of names for him, like, the Great Bambino and the Babe and all that shit. But it's Charlotte's Web. Like, or Wilbur or whatever. Like...
Oh!
Or Babe. Like, no. Wait, like, hold on. No, it's Babe. The one, yeah, Babe?
This motherfucker.
It's Charlotte's Web, a.k.a. Babe Wait, with on. A spider.
Oh, I guess Charlotte's Web is Wilbur.
A pig movie.
Is Babe a different pig? And Babe, it's also like yeah, Babe, well, Pig in the City. That's my answer.
Okay. No. Pig in the City.
Babe, Meg. Pig in the City.
Okay, great thought process, Meg. Eddie. Meg?
I'm really picturing.
Deconstruct your thought process for us.
She I'm listened really to me. Thinking, like, my first thought was a Pauly Shore, yeah, but now I'm thinking it's... Bill and Ted's. I'll go with Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Okay.
I think it's House Party with Kid and Play.
I have to say none of you are correct, unfortunately.
Was it Wayne's World?
Yes, it was.
What? Oh, man. Gosh. Because they call Claudia Schiffer a babe. And then they say shooing.
Okay.
I should have figured that one out.
You should. I kind of ruined it with my Babe Pig in the City. I don't honestly. Okay,
off the scent.
So somebody tell me the
They're
story
like,
of
wait,
Babe
maybe.
Because I think that Babe is Wilbur.
No,
and that's not true.
Babe is a pig that ends up being like a sheep herding dog, but he's a pig.
Oh,
I think it's voiced by Ellen DeGeneres.
That'll do, pig.
That's you cool. Do? I mean, that's okay. Fine.
Babe was?
Yeah,
I don't think so, but.
I think the Ellen DeGeneres.
I think it was like a bunch of like New Zealand actors and stuff.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, the more I think about it, the more ridiculous that sounds.
Maybe I'm thinking of Finding Nemo.
Yeah, I thought
oh, you're definitely
I think you're
thinking
of
Finding Nemo. She's
Let me find my Nobody Succeeded. Was that the first question?
That was the second one.
But Nobody
We got
succeeded.
The first one right.
Everyone, yeah, Mr. Universe. Nice.
I love it. Can I hear it again?
Mm.
Okay.
If you want
I'm
to.
Getting prepped for snack time.
Yeah, we got to try that snack.
Wait.
I brought some ice cream.
Wait,
it too.
Starts with the Price is Right theme?
That's the Price is Right failed theme.
Oh.
Here's another one.
Oh, I love it.
That one's a little different.
Maybe I should have gone with that one.
Should I just eat some of this pie?
Yeah, eat some of the
and
pie.
And pass it around?
I'm not going to have
Donovan.
Any. I had a
Meg
big
and
slice
I have
right
already
there.
Tried it.
Or you just split it in half to begin with if you wanted to.
It's a lot of pie.
Eat half the pie?
You're going to want that much pie.
Eat as much as you
if
want.
You're
there's
me.
More. There's another spoon here Anything if you want to like get me. Your own. Get your own.
Do you want it now or do you want to just wait for me to eat my piece?
Yeah, eat your piece.
Okay.
Eat your piece.
Let's look at, I got some more sound effects. Here's a good one.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. What does that sound like?
That's the Seinfeld theme.
I know.
Oh. I thought you were asking.
It sounds like the
A sound effect is like, oh.
Oh,
this
no. These
like,
are memes, actually, oh, that were made into. It's a
they're
meme.
They're auditory memes.
A meme soundboard. Hmm. But
whoa. I didn't know that memes had an audio component.
Well, I mean, they sound.
Some of them
is
do.
Is an original meme, like the.
Okay.
Like
oh,
everyone.
Yeah.
Like an onomatopoeia.
Well, everyone. Knows what that is
yeah.
and like has experienced it. So that's kind of like what memes are about is like, oh, let's put this experience to like an image.
Totally.
So that's in like more of an experience to a
well,
sound.
Well, speaking of, I totally should have got that right because I was on Facebook earlier and I don't know what the post was about, but somebody had commented by posting a still from Wayne's World that had the sign "No Stairway to Heaven" in the back, where like at the music store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was in reference to. I'm pretty sure it was Danielle Stanley's Facebook, though.
Well, since although you mentioned, wrong. Maybe we should just go to this one. So much this. Since you're mentioning internet comments.
What about Dr. Sharp's Snack Shack?
Well, you're obviously not finished.
Yeah, you're eating and I haven't eaten, so you
this
don't feel like...
This isn't a snack. This is dessert.
is nuts.
It was a snack.
This is nuts. You should have eaten either a snack.
We're
going to
talk about that later. You guys, calm down. We're going to talk about that later.
I already know the snack I want to talk about.
Okay. You're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about, but I'm doing my thing first.
Okay.
And this week... on so much this, I mean, did you all see that thing Cal posted? Because I was like,
yes,
that is a perfect example of so much this. Like, mm-hmm. that
it was really
like,
was.
I was like mm-hmm. drooling because I was like, this is so much this. Like, one person commented, shame on you, period. Shame, all in caps, on you. And I'm like, I'm just like, I can't believe this is happening in my life right now. Like, this is real.
I know. This is perfect real. For my podcast.
It was perfect for my podcast, and I wanted to talk about it, but he deleted the post, and I don't have it.
Well, there's screenshots
in our group of friends. Screenshots are going around. I read all the comments, and it kind of fizzled out. Like,
Eddie live tweeted
it really sobered up, but... I was really excited about it.
I was excited about it, too.
And I'm glad it happened. So, instead, I'm going to read the Google Maps reviews of Big Family. And at first, I was going to read the Google Maps reviews for the Office Lounge. But then I found something better. So, we talk about Big Family a lot on the podcast, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's our go-to brunch spot. So we got great. This is 3 weeks ago. Great food. The service is friendly and quick with a smile. Prices are good and portions are generous. Home fries don't look like much, but they're amazing. Best breakfast potatoes around. Also, they make some killer eggs Benedict. And then the Big Family Cafe owner commented, thank you so much. So that's nice.
Sweet. Right?
Someone else wrote, I feel like this is a gem of Athens and everyone finds the restaurant is excited. Everyone that finds the restaurant is excited they have. That's a pretty complicated statement.
I would say just in, you know, grammatically incorrect statement.
It needed punctuation maybe. I have bought a number, brought, okay, I'm just going to skip their comment. What a pleasant surprise when I asked the waitress if they can make the breakfast burrito but leave out the eggs and put home fries inside it. She said, yes, ma'am. Delicious. These are all 5-star reviews. Okay, so here's the one where it gets a little dicey. There's a 3-star review from 3 months ago by Jim Bear. 2 stars for today. I will reiterate, this is a 3-star review. 2 stars for today. For promptness of food being delivered, we have been waiting 55 minutes at this point. And now, so I go there frequently and I'm wondering, like, he's got reception there? That's kind of crazy. But anyway, 55 minutes at this point. 4th visit was today. And he's already saying 2-star review, gave him 3 stars. This is his 4th visit. 4.5 stars for the other days. Granted, today is Mother's Day, but it's like they have forgotten us.
How also, many different men is this one man?
This is Jim Bear.
Okay.
He's a local guide. I don't know what that means. I mean, he's like, he's highly respected in the review community.
It sounds like he was having a bad time there. He's like, oh, I'm going to lie.
Oh, it sounds like, yeah.
He went there on Mother's Day. Like, it's a very busy day for
them.
Well,
to be fair, Meg and I had to wait an extremely long time with all of the children, and it got a little dicey. Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm definitely sympathetic to, well, okay. I don't know. Maybe he shouldn't have mentioned that they were short staffed, because that did make me very sympathetic to him. But it also is like a way to give yourself a pass to not give you good service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our server told us that the dishwasher didn't come in.
So they were like having trouble just putting things on plates because they didn't have any clean
but
plates.
Everyone else around us got their food before us,
yeah,
who came in after.
But my
us.
Theory was that we had that young man,
yeah,
and I feel like he probably was upgraded from dishwasher to server, so he was probably the one in line to go help wash the dishes. So I was thinking,
agreed,
he's probably washing dishes and serving us
and forgot to put in our ticket.
And I think that they don't anticipate heavy days. Like, maybe it's just unpredictable, like, when they're gonna have customers.
A rush. Yeah. It might be. That's a good point.
I mean, I just love it there.
They could pretty much do anything, and
honestly,
I wouldn't care.
I really and just want them to recognize
that last
me
review
and smile.
About the ability for them to just substitute anything for anything at any time, any day, even though you're regular order is this, they're just gonna be like, yeah, we'll put fucking potatoes on that.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, Phelan ordered something that was not even adjacent to the menu, and she's like, can you put an egg on that too? And they're like, yeah, that's fine. And like, she got like a avocado sandwich with egg on top of it, like on the very top. It looked good. So let me go ahead and finish this review. They said, also, tried to call for 15 minutes before and message repeated, customer not available, in quotes, each time. Update, food came, Greek omelet, mad salty.
Yeah.
Wife's omelet was not close to what she ordered. It had tomatoes. She does not like tomatoes. And specifically said, no tomatoes. That's the end of the review.
Wow.
And I thought,
she does not like tomatoes.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
I mean,
this
guy's wife doesn't like
on his behalf.
Because he's saying he has a wife. Like, we know he's
saying, don't come to this restaurant. And if less people came to that restaurant, it wouldn't be so crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And he would get his food faster.
I don't think he had an avatar.
He sounds
he
like
had an ulterior
if he's a
motive,
local
though.
Guide, he's an idiot.
No,
what does it mean
no
to
avatar,
be a local guide?
I think you can just, you can try to guide people. And
who? What people?
The people eating at restaurants.
I think, I have reviewed.
Which is a lot of people. Of all sorts.
I've reviewed like two or three places on Google Maps before, and they often send me like updates in my email, and they're like, 21 people really liked your review on that Starbucks in Scottsdale. And like, my review was 4 stars. I'm really glad it was so close to the place I was staying. That was my review. And like, 21 people
every
or
Starbucks.
However many people liked it.
Wow.
And I'm like, I could be a local guide. Like, I think at
hey,
some
there's
point.
A
they're trying to rope you
at
in.
The hotel.
They're like, good job, buddy. Yeah, you could be really good at this.
You would have to lose all of your brain cells to become a local guide.
Do you get paid to be a local guide? No,
think it's just ego stroking.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's Google's way of getting you to review places, because this is actually, like, I've seen the same thing on Google Maps where, like, I've reviewed a few places. Like, you go places and it tells you to do it. It's like, hey, have you been to this
place?
I've
reviewed on, Google Maps.
And then when you do it so much, they're like, you could be a local guide.
Well, honestly, I feel like I could fall into that trap, because I do think that I feel good. I would feel good if my review had been helpful and on, like, if I wrote an honest review and people are like,
that the coffee
that
shop was close to the hotel.
That made me stay at that hotel and go to that coffee
I was
shop
being really
and I had
honest.
The time of my life.
Really honest when I said that the coffee shop was near the hotel.
Okay, so local guides, there's a points, levels, and perks page of the Google Maps thing, and he or she, it's a he, I think, because he had a wife and his name is Jim. Like, there's not many females named Jim. 250 points is what he was.
If it was a female's name, would it be GYM?
Like, gymnasium?
No, it'd be GEM.
That's yeah, Jim.
Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jim.
Jim.
Anyway, that's all for my that's segment.
The female equivalent of Jim.
Every time we dive too far into it, it's like, oh, yeah, how do you become a local guide on Google Maps? Nobody wants... Don't do that.
I was curious about it.
I think still a lot am. Of people would be curious about that, but, you know, they can just look it up themselves.
Your apple pie was great, Eddie.
This is Dr. Sharp's Snack Shack.
I don't normally like a...
Oh, wait, wrong song.
...cold apple pie.
Oh, another wrong song. Here we go.
But that was a fine cold apple pie. Good ratio to crust. There was a spice in there I couldn't quite identify, but it was kind of giving me like a, something akin to almost a caper. I know that sounds Whoa. Strange, but it was like a salt.
Was, Why a, did a you... You brought up capers last week.
Got capers on the tongue.
He didn't know Something. The word last week for caper.
Okay, so
a cape, you know what a caper
that
is, right?
Sound like it would be good in apple pie.
Capers are pickled.
Yeah, there's a salty undertone. Yeah, I know. Hmm.
I didn't say you didn't know what a caper
so,
is.
Yeah, no, yeah, I yeah. think the
Do you think it was in the filling or the crust?
I think it was in the filling.
Oh, okay.
I think the way I cooked it was different than I've ever cooked it because it had the top crust and you had to kind of like bind the apples inside of a pastry pie and then steam them kind of because that's not usually how I will make an apple pie. Like,
at Do you least make the, a French apple pie
Usually
normally?
The top is open
yeah.
or there's a lattice where it's like a lot of breathability.
Yeah.
But this one was pretty like enclosed and like...
Keeps it juicy. Maybe no, maybe it's the pickling that's like a caper.
Sure.
He's mad.
I am.
I know. But I'm sorry.
It's just the this has been a great podcast this week. Nonetheless. I guess that's like a home run pie. That's how they would make a home run pie as well.
With capers.
Yes, with fucking capers.
Oh, that would be, I don't think I put anything salty in there. So
no, I'm talking about a home run pie is like the enclosed dough things that you'd
Oh,
get.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, like, you get them at, like in the package?
You can yes. get them okay. at like the convenience store, right? Or
yeah,
the gas good. Station.
What? Stop it. I specifically rewound
so,
it.
Desi, you actually did have a snack you wanted to talk
well,
about.
Well, I wanted to talk about a snack that Eddie brought up that you eat sometimes.
Are you gonna out my snack habits?
Well, I mean, you did tell us about Meadowlark's secret, so I think it's okay. Yeah,
it's fair.
Well, Eddie brought up that sometimes you put peanut butter on a mum-mum.
Oh, yeah. I've
and,
done that.
Yeah, and I thought that was a really cool snack, so...
Oh, thank you. Because yeah. they're banana flavored, or at least usually they're banana
yeah,
flavored.
Yeah, banana, sweet potato, and something else. And
well, I needed to do something with them because if the kids like took one bite of out of a mum mum, I'd be like, "These are expensive. I gotta eat this." Like,
I'm you can't not save it for later. You get- can't save it for later.
No, because it gets oh, so super stale.
True.
Sometimes it would be like a car thing where they would like eat a bite of it and then drop it
yeah
and then complain about dropping it but it's like you're driving and you can't
right and them. You guys don't have dogs so
right you gotta eat all the
but
food
like
because my dogs will steal the mum-mum out of their hands.
Do you let them have in the car like you-
I have but then Rio choked once and I was like driving and I'm like hey buddy get it out.
Oh no the dogs.
Oh
like I want your dogs to go in my car.
And just clean they, it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They would.
Oh, my God.
They should,
I
have
so much
over.
Stuff for your
yeah.
dogs to eat out of my car. But, yeah, like, a lot of times you find a mum-mum half-eaten, and you're like, well, that's, like, 35 cents, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So slap some peanut butter on it. It's a good tide you over.
Let me talk about the ingredients of that apple pie, because usually... apple pies are just like sugar and apples.
Yeah.
These apples were kind of going south. Like they were.
They're a little bit meshy.
What kind of apples
mushy.
Were they?
It was a
It was all
bag.
Different kind of apples. The ones Literally we got at the farm.
Do you want any more of this pie?
And I put a cup or a 3/4 of a cup of white sugar, 3/4 of a cup of brown sugar. And then I put like a teaspoon of vanilla and... nutmeg Like a little bit of nutmeg and a little bit of cinnamon.
Oh, you know what I think really I actually good. Have that would be interesting?
But like apples are so fucking sweet. Like adding sugar is kind of silly. True. It's awesome, but it's
just, I was thinking silly. This is the kind of apple pie I would put cheddar cheese on.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got that.
Yeah, I loved it. It was
yeah.
It was my kind of pie.
Top five pies for me.
It's really good.
What okay. if you put anise in there?
The licorice pepperoni
style,
yeah,
pepperoni flavored thing.
Yeah, I think that would be interesting. Oh yeah, pepperoni what? Does have that flavor.
Pepperoni is mostly anise, right?
I think that's fennel.
Oh, fennel.
Huh.
Licorice flavor. It's the licorice flavor, yeah. though, that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. Yeah, it's fennel, but they're similar. I think they're related plants. I think they're
related too.
But you put that in an apple pie, you ruin it. Is that what no, you're asking?
I think it could fly.
I don't know. I don't want a savory apple pie. I think the cheddar I'm okay with, but that is a little borderline too savory for me.
All right. Don't have it.
I guess I've never
more
tried
cheddar
it.
Cheese for
hey, but honestly, honestly, I could put cheddar cheese on anything and be fine.
That's
with
how
it.
I feel. Like okay. melted cheddar.
Yeah.
Especially on this.
On a popsicle.
Right
that's
on.
A good point.
Right on.
Yeah, there's some stuff I wouldn't want.
You wouldn't take
melted cheddar
to
on.
Popsicle.
So there's this myth that American cheese is like being killed off.
Taken out.
And mm-hmm. is like being, like going away. And there's a gentleman at the Georgia Theater who was like pitching a fit about this.
Oh, the cheese style, the cheese flavor of
yeah,
American
the,
cheese.
Well, it's a whole style of making cheese.
Oh, it's a whole style of making it.
Yeah, because it's not real. Like you, oh. it's mostly made actually out of gelatin. We've made it up on the rooftop before.
Really?
And it's a lot of gelatin and like melted cheddar.
Okay. Oh.
But that whole style of making cheese, like people don't prefer it anymore.
Well, and I think people see it as kind of cheap.
Processed.
And yeah, processed.
This guy's definitely like Gen X, maybe like mid Gen X.
Okay.
And like he was.
He's outraged.
Outraged.
So he's wanting to make American cheese great again?
Yes, he is.
Oh, that's cool.
But you can't grate American cheese. It's very difficult.
True.
The only thing
I would. Yeah, it would hurt your fingers if you tried.
I think of Kraft Singles as being the ultimate example of yeah. American cheese.
Me yeah, too. Absolutely.
Yeah, the slice, you slice American cheese. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never seen it shredded. I've no. seen it melted.
It's probably too soft.
Yeah, you can't shred it. It's like having shredded brie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, or, like you yeah. said, it has that, it's more like a Jell-O. It has more of a density.
More like a brie,
a weird
though.
Density, like a jelly
that makes
density.
Anything like American cheese on a, like a baguette or something. That'd be pretty good.
It's pretty good on a cheeseburger. American
really,
cheese is
I like
bomb.
American I like white American cheese.
Oof. I like brown American cheese.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to yeah. have to get back on. I agree gonna, with Eddie I'm on that get one. Some American cheese. It sounds appealing for
don't go
specific
with the Kraft
things.
Single. Don't go with the Kraft
no,
single.
No, I wouldn't go with the Kraft single.
Tillamook makes an American
oh, yeah.
cheese that's actually pretty good.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And a single.
Boar's Head has some good American
oh, yeah.
cheese.
Oh,
okay.
yeah, that is good.
I've had the Boar's Head because Kroger will shred, they'll slice you up some cheese.
Yeah.
If you go to their deli counter. And they also have this like little side cooler where they've already
done it.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
you just go like
grab
it.
And go.
And yeah. one time Meg grabbed American instead of cheddar
yeah.
because it's like the same color. And I was like, I was not very upset.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, yeah, this is good on crackers.
It's good on all kinds of things.
Good. Yeah. It's a good grilled cheese.
I like yep. to melt it on like hot dogs. Like if I like am eating, oh, yeah. like when I'm broke as fuck, like mm-hmm. a good meal is just yeah, yeah. a package of hot dogs, a package of buns, and a package of American cheese. Mm. Like that is
oh,
just,
yeah.
it's good.
You know what? I think when I was sought out to make an or a grilled cheese sandwich on my own, I was really confused by why the cheese didn't melt the way I remembered it. And it was because I had always used American
yeah.
cheese.
Yeah.
Mm, and that was probably yeah. Velveeta because sometimes American cheese melts really easily, mm-hmm. or it will. It's like you put it on the fucking space shuttle, you know. And I think that's the stuff that's really high, like high gelatin.
Yeah,
Well, you had a gelatin experience though, like
yeah, I made a. I think we talked about this implant. It looked like a giant breast implant.
Right, since, but we had,
since then though we watched the British Baking Show and they were putting full sheets into their
were putting a ton of those
like
sheets
two or more sheets.
Did they look like melted condoms on the British Baking Show when they were putting them in there?
That actually, somebody made a melted condom like Jello mold. No,
instead of like the fish diving out of water.
Okay, let's go on.
Is it time for scary toys?
Yeah. That's the sound.
That was a scary toy sound.
You could really scare someone with that sound.
That would be a terrifying sound in the middle of the night.
Yeah. That's probably not a good scary toy sound. Here we go.
Nice.
Ooh. So have you ever had a toy that you thought was possessed? One time, I woke up in the middle of the night, and Thomas the Train's face was lit up, and he was singing his Thomas song. And it freaked me the fuck out.
Wait,
because I was like,
was this real?
Yeah, this is real. Like,
no
I was like,
way.
What is this noise? And like,
no
like
way.
Woke me up. Kids weren't awake. The cat wasn't making a noise. And then I went in the playroom, and Thomas's face was lit up, and he was smiling at me, and he was like singing the Thomas song, and I was like,
"Oh my
god!" Like, and he has like a screw in his battery compartment,
he's got a
so
screw
like you can't, you have to get like a screwdriver to take his batteries out. So I just brought him into this room that we're in right now,
and
I'm like,
"Lock him in the room,
like close the door." I was like, "I cannot handle this dude right now." Whoa, at like 1:30 in the morning. So fucking Thomas.
That story, you know, I have nothing even close to that because I was scared listening to this story.
Oh, really?
And imagining myself in the situation you were just in or whenever you were. This must have been last year.
No. Oh, I remember when we woke up the next morning and you told me about it. I was like, I'm so glad I didn't wake up and find that.
Nobody woke up. And it was
I just got the goosebumps. Oh, my God.
Another thing that was scary, which is not related to toys, is when our fire alarm went off in the middle of the night.
Why did you bring that up?
Yeah.
It's just anything in the middle of the night is scary. Like,
yeah, the middle of the night is scary time. That's
scary setting for toys.
Yeah, or just sound unexpected sounds.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Especially when you wake up to, just a sound that you're really unfamiliar with. Because, like, a lot of times you wake up and you'll be like, oh.
Oh, it's the ice maker.
Yeah, or the train woke me up. I've heard the train before.
But not the Thomas the Train.
Yeah, sorry. We also live in proximity to railroad tracks, and that's what I was talking about. Like, you can hear like a little rumble, and that's happened to me before.
Yeah,
I'm just not normal. Or our furnace is loud sometimes, and especially when the season changes and you go into furnace season from air conditioned season, you're like, what are all these?
Which pretty much is a like very instantaneous transition in Athens. Yeah.
It's like next week probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. But like then there's like different noises and you're like, who's this demon? Oh wait, that's the furnace. Go back to sleep. But when it's like Thomas, he's pretty out of the ordinary. Like I don't hear him at night.
Did Thomas ever get batteries again after that?
It was, yeah, he got batteries. It was a faulty switch was his problem. Like, there's a button that turns on his theme song, and it was stuck.
It?
Or was it?
Must have been jammed by Satan.
No, Thomas is still in play. But, like, Thomas is the brother of this Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Car.
They love those cars. Yeah. I found that Little Mermaid one at the thrift store for $5 and was pleasantly surprised when it was possessed.
Yeah. We had a Viewmaster when I was very young, but you know how you look through the Viewmaster, it would project onto the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And both of my sisters knew I was terrified of E.T. Like, I remember having little wind-up toys of E.T. that kind of scared me. Mm. Like, some of my earliest nightmares are those wind-up toys of E.T. But they took the projector and they put it inside of a closet. And they're like, Donovan, there's something for you in the closet. And as soon as I walked in the room and opened the closet, they turned off the lights and it was E.T. projecting on the wall.
Oh, my gosh. That is good.
I know. That's a really good prank.
Freaked. I was probably right around 4 because we just moved into a new house. So it was easy to be like, ooh, there's something in the closet for you. Guess what? It was fucking E.T.
Your parents were probably so pissed.
Oh, I'm sure they ruined, like, since I still remember it so well and I'm still freaked the fuck out.
Well, because you probably, started sleeping in their bed for, the next month.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
You ruined our lives, you daughters. Yeah. That's funny.
So, do you think, it sounds like technology really changes how freaky a toy is, you know?
Yeah.
I think the original, I used to watch Mystery Science Theater a lot, and they had that one episode about the monkey with the symbols.
Yeah, that's always a scary toy.
How old is that one?
Merlin Shop of Horrors. I'd say that, but that toy's from the 50s or 60s.
It's a pretty old toy, and it's kind of mechanical, and it would clap the symbols, and that freaks me out.
You know, go back before batteries and it's all dolls.
Well, that could be a wind up though. Gears.
It could be a wind up. Yeah.
I think it is a wind up. Which
is a little creepier, right?
Wind up is creepy. Like wind up toys, especially if they keep moving once they've wound down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're like, why are you still moving? And it's like,
Brian Cothran told me of going to an abandoned house in Pinedale.
I'm already scared.
Out in the woods. And
Pinedale definitely sounds like
they went into it and it was empty on the downstairs, and they went into the attic. And all that was in the attic was a bunch of dolls beds.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's creepy.
That image is still ingrained in his mind.
Oh my gosh.
Scary.
Yeah.
This is
the most scared I've been on a podcast in a while.
Well, there's that doll in Toy Story 3. And it's like a baby doll, but it's one of those baby dolls.
It's got
dolls,
four hairs and stuff.
Your favorite movie.
Yeah. It's the best movie.
I still need to see it.
The baby doll, it's one of those, when you lie it down, the eyes close.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, had a lazy eye. Mm-hmm. So, one of the eyes, still when it was walking, was, kind of closing. And it was, a crazy, scary movie.
It's a super
Sid
creepy
Sid had one
dog.
Of those in the first Toy Story that only had one eye.
Yeah.
Babies. Baby dolls are crazy, man. We had a bath baby that Tina gave us. And the head would come off, and underneath the head was this
puckered
junction of plastic where the plastic was melted together and forged into this giant ring, and it looked like this when you cut a baby's head off, basically.
Oh my God.
And the kids just love pulling the baby's head off and exposing this creepy, weird,
melted plastic,
fleshy thing.
Oh, Dr. Sharp, do you know the term for this that humans experience from seeing things that are too close to their likeness?
I guess just the uncanny valley is the.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Explain that more.
It's it's one of the issues that they find in robotics and in artificial intelligence that if a robot looks almost so human-like, but then there's just that little thing that's off, we get so uncomfortable.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's also why seeing a shaved chimpanzee and stuff is really unsettling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And dolls even, I mean, I feel like everyone gets a little bit uncomfortable around dolls.
Oh, yeah. They're weird.
Dolls are a little freaky, for sure.
You know, and especially if dolls in places where you're like, why is a doll there?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I know I've mentioned this on the podcast, but I did just walk by the house that has a little child-sized doll placed in the window, and the curtain is pulled back, and the doll is looking across
out
the street.
You talked about this.
So I was thinking about it when I saw it again. I was like, okay, on one hand, I'd really be reaching here to say
Maggie's becoming
maybe this person thinks this is like cute. Like there is a very slim chance that they think this is cute. But I was
we got some weirdos in our neighborhood.
But I was like, there is that possibility. Yeah. And what if this was like a thing that caught on? Like everybody in this neighborhood thought it was really cute to put dolls in their window. Oh,
that's actually a great idea.
Oh man.
And then it's like so there's this group mentality that kind of spreads through this neighborhood, and then everybody outside of this neighborhood is like, this is the most terrifying thing.
Yeah, this is that the worst I can imagine.
I love it. That's why I think it's a great idea. Let's all put dolls in the window.
My mom had these dolls that just look like kids in Time Out. Like they just had like hair.
Oh, I've seen those.
And look like, yeah. But my nephews, one of them, anytime he'd walk in the room and see those, he'd immediately start crying and like run out of the room. So they got put in the closet for like 5 years until he got old enough to like not be afraid of those babies in Time Out, those children in Time Out.
Dolls are creepy. What's the story on Chucky? Like he was a possessed doll?
There's a serial killer who was he cast out of hell or something?
No, I think when he dies, his like spirit got infused.
He made a magic ritual.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, kind of. That's where they got the idea for Voldemort. It's whole Horcruxes.
Yeah, exactly.
from
Child's Play.
A serial killer, and he had a fondness for dolls, maybe in his life.
I think it was sort of circumstantial.
Yeah, like he just had this evil spirit, so evil that it like had to go somewhere. Okay. And it went into this doll.
But I think he tried to make it go somewhere.
That also reminds me of creepy clowns, which is a thing.
Yeah, they're a little bit different than toys.
But they're not a toy.
Yeah, sorry.
Creepy clown toys.
MF and clowns, is that what you're talking about?
What?
MF and clowns?
No, what's that?
Oh, sorry. Can you do the Price is Right one?
I know what she's talking about because we talked about it a lot last night.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. I deserve that.
Well, I want to bring up Chucky a little bit because I feel like I loved Child's Play and Child's Play 2. And, like, I was thinking about what makes Chucky so scary, aside from the fact that he, like, tries to kill you.
And he has that knife, too.
Yeah, but it's because he, like, makes a little mad face.
Yeah.
Like, it's like his eyebrow line changes.
His grin is scary, his face.
And he's so small walking around, which is why I've often said, like, if Seyshada just started walking right now,
it'd be really
creepy.
Mm-hmm. And he can just he can jump pretty high from what I recall.
He wears, like, a striped clothing.
Yeah. Okay, but
he also has overalls on, though, right?
But the doll, the Chucky doll that's not evil, like, is cute.
My buddy
basically is Chucky.
Right. Right.
I think it's made by Little Tykes, also makes the that slide. Back there.
The slide.
I had a kid sister who was my buddy's girl female companion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's just the look. It's just the face.
My buddy was Chucky?
No.
Oh, okay.
But essentially, you know.
Right on.
That's what they used to like make it especially scary.
I don't think I ever saw Child's Play.
Yeah, so, I've never seen it. How do you know about Chucky?
How do you not know about Chucky? He's like it.
Wait,
like,
I know, but like you guys don't even know about Chucky if you've never seen the movies.
I have once, but it was a while back.
He's iconic, though. I think you could have not seen Jurassic Park and get the gist of Jurassic Park. That's how I feel about Chucky. Or Child's Play.
Yeah, I definitely don't think I've ever seen it because I've only seen Pumpkinhead once and I still remember like how the plot of that movie.
I definitely haven't seen it.
What movie haven't you seen, Desi?
Well, I was just trying to think like what movie do I feel like I know a lot about?
What about Look Who's Talking? Have you seen that?
Of course I've seen that.
What about
Are you just going to name every movie?
Yeah. Oh, have you seen Crazy Rich Asians? Do you know what that's about?
I do, just because I heard the guy on NPR talk about the book.
I heard, I saw a piece on Chucky.
And plus, you know.
I was going to say, Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
There are
definitely
whole,
seen that.
Okay. Since it's a horror movie, there are whole like AMC television shows like Top 15 Scares. And this, right. There's definitely Child's Play in there where they pretty much give the whole plot.
Oh, totally. Yeah. There are totally shows like that.
I've seen at least a synopsis of it.
That's a good point.
All the scary moments from it.
Yeah, okay. I feel that.
Or, you know, we could also be remembering the commercials from when it was in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chucky also branched out a bit and like was.
Oh yeah, he would like guest star in things too.
He became very pop iconic after like a few films.
He probably like presented an award on the MTV Movie Awards or something.
No way.
I bet he did. Yeah,
that would freak
no,
people
I think so.
Out.
No, I think I really think he and Jennifer Tilly did. I think
Jennifer
that's a real
Tilly.
Yeah, because
no,
she voiced his girlfriend,
oh,
Bride of Chucky.
Gosh. That would be awesome.
Bride of Chucky.
I want to see that clip.
That movie is actually great. It's
everybody
not,
seems to love Bride of Chucky.
It's not,
I bet Chucky
it's
hosted
not quite
SNL,
as scary.
Right?
What'd you say, Eddie?
Chucky hosted SNL at one point.
Oh,
he was on The Tonight Show.
Get out of here.
I don't want Chucky to come over. It
so,
sounds like he's
okay.
very busy.
I guess we need to make up a scary toy that's not a doll.
Because scary toys, I think dolls are kings.
Oh, I feel like what Meg made up was like the pinnacle of the scariest.
What did you make up?
That the, everyone
the
in our
that has dolls in the windows.
Yeah.
Oh,
that,
okay. that is
that
the pinnacle.
Or just like, realistically though, Homewood Hill, we could do this.
Yeah.
We
that
could,
would be too much.
We,
I think about,
no, we could campaign. We could just put a flyer in everyone's mailbox like, hey, for
Halloween.
Oh.
Put a doll in your window as a, like a neighborhood
because
spooky
on Christmas
thing.
Everybody puts like a single candle
yeah,
in their window
with the wreath
some, yeah mm-hmm. and that's like I don't know like that's God told them to do that I
don't
understand
know.
Where that came from but
no even
a
if
flyer,
just you and I did it I bet people would notice and they'd be like there are three dolls in this neighborhood
so where
into the street.
It's a big neighborhood where is the doll looking out for our listeners to go see
oh okay so there it's right down what's the street you like you go on Honeycutt
yeah love
it's
Honeycutt.
Right down Honeycutt if you're coming from
it's year round too right
oh yeah it's not for Halloween. Okay, so there's a house that has a, like a picket fence around it, and they have a garden in the front yard, and they have a trampoline in the front yard, and they have a Kemp sign in the front yard.
I drive down Honeycutt every day.
And it's directly opposite.
Okay.
And I think you actually, I feel like we walked by this house, and there was like some domestic dispute happening, and you're like, knew them from the bowling alley or something.
Yeah, that sounds right.
You're not giving us like... intersections are very good directions at all.
It's okay.
Well,
it's
if you know
cut.
That house, you just look. It's the one that house is distinctive looking because it has a picket fence around the front, and nobody else has that.
Oh, okay.
If you go look
so
at directly
the house
across
the street from the one
yeah.
with the picket fence.
Oh,
it might even
the,
be the one with the dog.
The
on fallen
the electric tree.
Fence.
Yeah,
the cats.
Yeah. They used to have two black labs, and now they might just have one.
So the dog with the electric fence.
I think it might be that one.
Is the one with
yeah.
the creepy doll?
Yeah, it's right around there. It's,
so
if
maybe,
it's not them, it's
how
the
do you know the doll is not the dog's keeper?
What?
The doll is the resident.
Is the
or
electric
like,
fence.
Or like the hound is keeping
that's
the,
how you get electric fences. Now you just buy a doll, put it in your window.
It's,
there you go.
The doll's trying to get out, but the hound is like keeping it in, you know? Like.
Yeah. Or maybe protecting the doll from
yeah, it's screaming.
Oh
someone,
my gosh.
Yeah, like the doll has to sit in the window like as part of their you know, curse, like knowing that all of these like spooky, hellish demons are trying to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the dog's like protecting it, but it's exposed, you know?
Wow. So the dog and the doll have a backstory.
Wow. Yeah, definitely.
Well,
so this
doll,
this doll is a victim?
Right? Yeah, the
I
doll's
was
the victim.
The
oh,
doll.
Boy, that makes it even crazier.
I think
it
in my mind, the doll wanted to get out. And the dog was keeping it in.
I thought that it was like, the doll was screaming internally at the dog, you know.
Get out of my yard!
Yeah, I think Desi nailed it, though. Hers is creepy, if you think about
maybe
it.
Maybe it's a duo of bank robbers that got condemned to this life, where like...
Dog and doll?
Yeah, the dog is keeping the doll alive, but also keeping the doll inside and in the window. Like, oh, the dog can't get out because the dog would eat it. But then the dog is also eating all the demons trying to eat the doll.
Right.
It's a...
That's a pretty complicated relationship.
Yeah. What is number two scariest toy after a doll?
Yeah.
Or humanoid, Uncanny Valley-esque thing?
Yeah, because humanoid...
I guess, is it just any sort of killer, like even robot doll or anything?
You know, I gotta... bring it back to this, like, Thomas the Train thing.
Yeah, I was thinking about
that. This, and it is humanoid in this way, but it's a train with a fucking human face on it.
Yeah.
And that...
That's anthropomorphic?
Yeah. Already, that's weird for me. Like, this, we have this other one, and it's got, like, ornaments on it of...
That's true. It's more ornamented. The other one is...
It's just Thomas.
Yeah, like,
it's Thomas.
Anthropomorphic toys are kind of just... weird.
Like, it would be the equivalent if this was actually shaped like Ariel the mermaid and you like got on her back, and
that would just be like a little inappropriate.
Yeah, because you'd be like, why am I riding this mermaid?
Why am I
like,
riding Ariel?
You're riding a sentient being who's happy to carry you. I don't know. For free.
But it's not a living creature because it's made out of steel and iron, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't want it to be about Thomas, but he is a little too happy to serve in my mind. Like,
so where's Thomas now?
He's in the other room,
and he's
going off.
He's not screaming anymore.
No, he's fine. But like anthropomorphic toys that aren't necessarily like, I guess we're comfortable with the idea of animals being people because Disney kind of did that to us, and they're like, yeah. Like, monkeys can talk.
I think maybe Aesop
did
that first.
I know, but...
Okay.
We grew up in the 80s.
Like, teddy bears are so cuddly. You're not afraid of a bear.
Right.
Doll. Even though you should be afraid of a bear.
You should certainly be afraid of bears, but, like, you've got this, like, comforting bear.
I mean, Winnie the Pooh and Teddy Ruxpin are ultimate comfort bears.
Yeah, I feel like even if you had, like... a pretty realistic stuffed animal that was a stuffed animal, I don't think that'd be scary. If you had taxidermy in your house, is that scary?
Kids do not. No, yeah.
Kids are afraid of
from
taxidermy.
From ages 1 to 4, my bedroom was just the like a bed behind the living room couch, and my dad had a taxidermied antelope hanging in the living room itself. And I remember many a night trying to fall asleep and just staring at the eye of... Like, some of my earlier memories, I guess, are trying to fall asleep and look at the antelope's eye and just being like, this is fucked.
Yeah. Like,
this is too scary.
Yeah, because, like, the second it turns and looks at you, you're going to cry.
Plus, the antelope has the goat eye.
True.
Like, it has the total goat eye thing going on.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Satan's eye.
We've been watching Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and Jerry Seinfeld made a taxidermy joke recently that all of the taxidermied animals... Their faces are like, is that a gun? Like, that's the look on their face. Like, huh? Like, they're about to get shot. So, yeah, I guess we cracked it.
We cracked it. Okay, but I did want to bring up one scary toy.
Okay.
The
scariest of toys.
Yes. I go into my kids' bedroom at night occasionally when they're crying.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I accidentally kick a ball that lights up and flashes. And so then all of a sudden their room looks like an effing disco.
Yeah,
I'm trying
before.
To get them to calm down. And there's just flashing lights in their room.
Right.
Yeah.
I've seen this toy, and I think they just repurposed the lights from, like, a police car and they just put it inside this ball, like, you know, like, Chinese toy manufacturers. Like, well, what else can we do with these flashing blue and red lights?
Exactly.
Put it in a ball.
They've had my kids have had that in the back seat of the car, and then I'm like, whoa, you know, like I'm driving and I'm like, oh, the cops are on me, but they're not.
Yeah, so either dolls or toys that look like a cop car.
And those are truly the scariest toys.
The scariest toys.
Well, this has been, once again, the Athens Public Thinking Podcast. Next week, we're going to do the radio play. It's going to be dank.
We love you.
Yeah. AthensPublic@gmail.com. At Athens Public on Twitter if you've got any last-minute suggestions. 706-521-3716. That's 706-521-3716 if you want to call in and leave a message or leave a audio file that we can play next week. Yeah, we've had a good time and we'll talk to you soon.
Goodbye.